Hi, I'm Anna, and I'm here with Amy at the ICT-EDU conference with the youth media team, and we are interviewing Steve Wheeler.
Why do you think it is important to bring other generations into classrooms?
I think it's important for all the generations to be in the classrooms together, because we can all learn from each other. So you could bring in older people, what we call seniors, and you know, it's a polite way of saying it, but yes, certainly people who have been living a long, long time, a lot more than we have, and we can bring them in, and they can tell you about things that you wouldn't even think about. So my father, who's 88 years old, I mentioned him earlier on in my speech, he went around the world many times with the Royal Air Force. A lot of us wouldn't even consider doing that, would we? But that's what he used to do as part of his job. And the amount of different places he went to, and the amount of different people he met and learned from them, it's really an experience that you couldn't get by reading a book or watching a video. You'd have to actually, you know, listen to him and the way he said he did it. And that, you can learn a lot from that. But I think younger children and younger people also have a lot to offer, because they know things that older people don't. So I think that's why I think the generations could be learning from each other in things like classrooms.
What do you think of social media and stuff like that?
I love social media. I think there are some really, really positive things about social media. Just my ability to use Twitter or Facebook to connect with somebody who's really famous and talk to them. I've had really nice conversations, really, you know, conversations that I've learned from really famous people, you know. So you know, you can connect. On the dark side, there are some issues. You know, you can get trolled, you can get people out there who are really rude to you, and what you need to do is you just need to block people like that and ignore them. Don't feed the trolls, they say. So just ignore people like that, and then just move on and use social media for the purpose that you want to use it for. And for me, the main purpose for using social media is to learn from it. So I blog, and I use other tools as well. I use things like SlideShare to share my slides. The slides I showed this morning, they're going to be available on SlideShare later on. And, you know, another good thing about social media is that you can put a Creative Commons license on it. Did you see the little CCs at the bottom? That means Creative Commons, and that means that it's copyright free. So the photographs are usually my own or somebody else's who's also got a CC license, and you share it under CC, and then other people can use it for free. And they can learn from it as well without worrying about copyright. Lots of good things about social media.
What do you think that technology is being used enough in classrooms?
I think some schools use it a lot, other schools don't use it at all, and there's a lot in between who are kind of a bit confused about how they should be using it. Yeah. So I go into some classrooms and children are really using social media in a really big way. They're using it. And they're using it kind of... there's a school near to where I live in Plymouth. It's a secondary school, and they've got a farm, actually, in the school. And they keep pigs, and they keep goats, and they keep chickens. And the children go down and they blog about the lives of the animals. And they use technology to measure the amount of food they have to bring in, and you know, how much money they get when they sell eggs at the market and so on. And this is a really good way of using technology in schools, because the children understand it, and there's a real purpose, because they have to look after the animals and make sure they're well.
So do you think that schools without technology should have technology, or should they just leave it?
Say that again.
Do you think schools without technology should have technology?
I think there are very few schools without technology at the moment, because most schools will use things like photocopiers, which for me is technology. But I think you're talking about the classroom technology, aren't you, where things like interactive whiteboards or laptops or even things like data logging, where you actually measure soil samples with a probe stuck into the computer, that kind of thing. I think those are really important things for children to use, because they'll be using those when they get into the world of work. So I think that the few schools that don't have technology are either doing it for a religious reason or for some kind of philosophical reason. Mm. So certain schools, like the Rudolf Steiner schools, for instance, tend not to use technology because they think it takes away from learning. I would say think again. But of course, it goes against their philosophy, so they might not think again.
Yeah. Do you think that children should be introduced to technology at young ages?
Yeah, I think that all children should know how to use technology, because it is the future of what you're going to be doing when you work. So the earlier you get to learn it, the better. I think the children should also have time out. They shouldn't always be using technology. They should use other things. But I saw this video, and you probably might want to see this. It's on YouTube. This little girl, and she must be no more than about a year old, and she's using an iPad, and she's flicking, and she's swiping, and she's pinching, and doing all the stuff that you do on a tablet. And she's having a great time, and she's flicking through, and you know, she's very, very young. And you think, how did she learn to do that? Well, it's quite natural for them because of the natural gestures on the hand. And then they give her a paper magazine, and she tries to do the same with that. She tries to flick it and swipe it and pinch. And she's looking at her hand. What's wrong with my fingers? It's not working. And then she realizes that the paper doesn't allow her to do that. So she throws the magazine away and picks the iPad up again and starts learning. And she's happy again.
Thank you.